myself a sea monster.
Something totally alien.
If we taint our blood with booze, we're poisonous to eat.
It's extraordinary.
We stay out of the rain and we drink.
It's okay. I'm all right.
I am from beyond. Listen, and all you desire will be yours. Welcome to Spider-Dan and the Secret Wars. Prepare for battle.
Welcome to Brattleworld. I am your host, the ever-amazing, ever-spectacular Spider-Dan, and in this podcast, I spotlight entertainment's best-kept secrets that a mainstream audience may find boring. And welcome to another Puny Pod, a short-form podcast where I visit a specific film or comic book all by myself. I'm back podcasting again. Unfortunately, due to various other things, I don't have a guest again this week. It happens. People have a lot of stuff on. There's illnesses. There's families stuff. It's fine. Like, I completely understand. It's just unfortunate. I'm just trying to obviously keep up with my schedule, not letting you guys miss out on anything. So I thought I'm going to roll solo, riding solo. So I'm back and I'm here to talk very briefly, as it is a puny pod, and I'm going to talk about one of my favourite films I discovered a few years back, and it's a film called Grappers. It is a monster movie from Ireland, a very Irish film, Irish cast, Irish crew, Irish location where they filmed, Irish to the brim. The script written by an Irishman, it's about being Irish, it's about as Irish as things get. And I'm not gonna bury the lead. I think this film is fantastic, and if you haven't seen it, what are you doing with your life? I mean, you may have missed it because the film never technically got a proper cinematic release. It was shown at festivals like Fright Fest and Sundance and places like that, and did very well. Was mostly very well critically received. But yeah, it kind of just very quietly came out on video on demand and DVD and, you know, and maybe a few select cinemas, I believe, very, very select. I think they showed it at the Edinburgh Film Festival as well. But I love it. If you love Shaun of the Dead, if you love Hot Fuzz, if you like Gremlins, if you like Critters, if you like Tremors, and especially if you like Father Ted, I think you're going to love this film. It is a monster film that is it's a horror comedy, which I've said historically in past podcasts, they're really hard to get the balance right. You know, you either have the comedy is usually pretty good, or you'll have the horror being really good, but then the other one, it's never a complete balance. But for me, this one, again, does it, knocks it out of the park, and it's a really unique and interesting concept, and it's a monster film, alien monster film, sea monster, whatever you want to call it, set in a unique location with very unique characters, and it's a lot of fun. You know, I think even if you are not a hardcore horror fan, it's not, it is quite grisly in places, but I think the tone of it, I think even you, if you're not a horror fan, if you're not into horror films, if it's not your bag or you're not into that, I think the tone of this piece allows you to kind of come along with it, enjoy it. It's no more scarier than I'd say, you know, any of the kaiju movies we get, any of the Godzilla versus Kongs or Monsterverse or whatever the hell that universe is called. It is a lot of fun. Back to me, because I like talking about myself. So I've come back from Andy's wedding, Angry Andy Reviews, if you don't know. And I had a wonderful time there. So Natalie and Andy getting hitched. And I recently, I haven't been drinking for about about 7 or 8 months. I've been on some medication, which has unfortunately stopped me from drinking, but I've never been a massive drinker anyway. So it's not an issue for me. I could quite happily keep on not drinking, to be honest. It's just always the awkward questions you get. Like, why are you not drinking? Why are you not drinking? Why are you not drinking? By the way, when somebody says they're not drinking, just take it at face value. Don't question them. Whatever reasons they have their reasons. Maybe they're an alcoholic and they don't want to bring the mood down. Maybe they're on antidepressants and they don't want to bring the mood down. Maybe something else. Maybe it gives them the shits. Who fucking knows? Who fucking cares? Don't ask. Just don't ask. Because no, it's none of your business. Just, you know, carry on. It's not that they're not going to have a good time, you know, they can still party with the best of them, I'm sure, but just mind your own business, because it just makes things awkward. And the person doesn't want to say, sorry, this is a rant, sorry about that, where's that come from? Oh, well. So when I went over to Andy's wedding, I had to, because the wedding was in the hotel, I had to pay in to the hotel because I wasn't staying there, so they had to give me this wristband because basically it's all inclusive and the drinks are on, you know, you have to be like, what room are you in? And I'd be like, I've got a wristband. So I had to pay about, I think it was about €75 to be able to come into the hotel for a start and to eat and drink there, not counting the meal itself, I think. Who knows? I'm not on the wedding budget. I don't know. Ask Andy. But it was a great, lovely hotel, like must have been four star at minimum, maybe, you know, tipping over to the 5-star range. Lovely hotel, great, brilliant time I had. So coming out of not drinking, I went whole hog because I was like, well, I'm going to get my money's worth. So I got in there at about 9 o'clock, had 2 big helpings of breakfast, and then I didn't want to go too mental. So that my first half of the day, I was like, there'll be soft drinks and, you know, coffees and all this other stuff. And about as the wedding kind of started getting going, a lot of people have been on it way before me anyway. But yeah, it was great. I had all sorts to drink and stuff. And it was fun. I still managed my drink. I had a very bad experience a few years ago where I was like, I'm never going to ever get that drunk again because I threw up 8 times in so many different locations, at my place of work, in the toilet, on my pillow, in the bed, off the bed, you name it, in my pocket, I vomited, you name it. It was fucking horrible. I felt like I'd been poisoned, and I think I had been poisoned by myself and alcohol. So again, not something I ever want to do again. And luckily, since then, I've been a bit more responsible drinking. Anyway, back to the responsible drinking. No, actually, I've got another tangent before we go back to the film. So it's my puny pod. I'll talk about whatever the fuck I want when I want. I've also just had a drink. So interestingly, people in Crete are very nice, I noticed, because when you are there, if you're paying some money, obviously it's, you know, there's tourism and everything. And it was out of season, the holiday. So I would spend money. I would, you know, I'd tip, I'd go for a full meal. I'd have the whole shebang. I had one of the best banana splits I've ever had in my life. Excellent stuff. And they keep plying you with shots and raki is their kind of their cultural kind of drink for choice. And after every meal, they'd always give me a free shot, and it was raki. And then one of the days, the cab drivers always want you to call them as well. They want you to be they like you, and they want to make a connection, and they want you to, you know, give them all their work and stuff. And again, you know, it's tourism, it's a business. I get it. Even if they sometimes do come on just a little too strong, but. Speaking of strong, the one of my cab drivers gave me raki in a plastic bottle, said it's his own home brew, and just before, because this is a podcast, not about drinking, this particular podcast is about drinking, but I thought, fuck it, let's have some before I come on. It is quite strong, I will give you that, but I'd only have a touch, because I'm worried I might go blind, as it could easily, it probably is kind of Greek moonshine, or Cretan moonshine, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, let's talk about the film. So the film, Grabbers, it's wonderful. It's heartwarming. It's fun. It's tension-filled. It's got a wonderful score. It was on a tiny budget, only about £5 million, I want to say. Pounds? Yeah, it's a tiny budget, tiny thing. But it's doing everything those big Hollywood films, the Jawses, the Aliens, the Gremlins. It's doing all of the things that you would want from that. A group of heartwarming, lovable, damaged characters. You know, it's scary when it needs to be scary. It's heartfelt when it needs to be heartfelt. It goes by at a fucking pace. Some people say it's a bit slow moving, but I was just enjoying the world, enjoying this island and these characters, and I just wanted to spend more time with them and have more, you know, they were so lovable. It's very rare in a horror movie where you're like, you know what? I kind of like every single character. Like, nobody in the film was like an out and out villain or asshole or dick. You know, they all had their own little problems and their own little kind of unique neuroses, let's say. Then that's the word I was looking for. But we basically, it is this small kind of craggy island type place. It's this holiday island. A young female, I think called Garders. I think that's like the Irish name for police officers, I believe. I think that's the word they use in the film. But she comes because the senior Garder there is leaving to go on holiday, and she's going to take over and look after the place. And the lead character, who is played by, was it Robbie Coyle? Richard Coyle. There we go, Richard Coyle, who I remember from years ago from Coupling. I don't know if anybody remembers that. But he plays the local drunk cop, and he's inappropriate. He's hungover. He's very mean and sarcastic and horrible too. And she's this lovely, kind of sweet, you know, Irish siren, beautiful, talented actress. The acting in this is fantastic. The script is wonderful. The CGI as well, like the practical effects and the CGI involved in this looks better than most. You know, take the Justice League and they can't even erase a fucking mustache. This film looks incredible. And the way that the creatures are designed, and they were the second kind of, when the producers were setting up the company, the first thing they did was like, right, got the director. Now let's get the VFX people up and running. Let's make this look as good as it fucking should be and give them the time they need, which is what all of these Hollywood studios seem to be forgetting. Like, this little low micro-budgeted film does a better job of that than all of these other ones. I don't know why it's so hard to let VFX artists create the work they need to create and the time and the money that they need to do it. If you've got shitty CGI in a film, that's the first thing they're going to pick up. They just go, look shit, doesn't look real. That's the first thing. Get it right from the get-go. If you've got a heavy CGI-based movie, they did it. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew what was required, and they nailed it. And I love Grabbers. It's such a fun, likable cast. And again, I just wanted to live in that world. And it's quite an interesting concept. I've not gone over the main concept of the film. These aliens crash land in the sea, and they roll up and they're killing all this sea life. There's whales washing up on dry land. There's people dying and being attacked by these little squiddy monsters that would be called the Grabbers in the film. And, you know, fishermen are finding them and capturing them and all sorts of stuff like that. And we get to a point in the film where they're being discovered, people are dying, they're having their heads cut off, they're being strangled and blood is being sucked from them. They're kind of like tentacle leeches, or, you know, I don't know how to describe them, but there's something very, very unique and squiddy and disgusting and squishy and squelchy. I know for a fact, to get the noises they wanted for these creatures, they used wet pasta, you know, that kind of noise. Doing a bit of ASMR now. Oh yeah, ASMR. I'm over here or I'm over here. Oh, ASMR. I've barely had anything to drink and I'm acting like a complete pisshead. It's probably because I haven't drunk that much in the last few months. But yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Don't worry. It's good. I'm not going to vomit or anything. But yes, it is a wonderful film. The characters, the writing, I love it. I'm just gushing over it because I just think it's that good. I think it's that good that everybody should see it and should appreciate it. The only issue I do have is maybe that the English actor, the guy who plays the English character, Russell Tovey, I'm kind of hit and miss on him a lot, I'll be honest. I think he maybe just overplays his role a bit too much. He's like, I'm an English scientist, I'm drunk. I think that he's the only kind of weakish link. I think he's fine when he's not drunk, but when he gets to a point where he's like, I'm very, very drunk, I just think it's bordering on kind of a bit cartoony for me. But again, that's kind of part of the charm of this. The main conceit of the film is that they learn that these blood-sucking, squiddy parasite things, the grabbers, when someone has such high level of alcohol in their system, they become poisonous to these creatures. So the characters decide the best way to defend themselves against this onslaught of squiddy, blood-sucking creatures is to have a lock-in and wait for it to all blow over. So they get the entire town in the local pub, free drinks are flowing, and they don't let them know, though. They don't say, oh, we're just going to have a party, yes, let's just drink, it's fun. You know, and they keep the secret for a while, as long as they can. And that's where a lot of the humour stems from. The humour is quite sweet and awkward and wonderful. And there's such a lovely kind of charm to it, like a very like local, small kind of maybe working men's club. What a working men's club should be and what it should represent and what it maybe was back in the days when it wasn't full of like angry, racist old men. You know, what it probably would have been. You do get that aspect of it. And it does obviously play with a lot of Irish stereotypes as well, like obviously alcoholism and stuff, but it addresses alcoholism, but it also doesn't kind of dwell on it as well. It goes, you know, that's a bad thing. You know, Irish people like drinking. That's the stereotype. But again, that's what they're having fun with and they're playing around with it. And if anybody can poke fun at the Irish, it's the Irish. So, you know. And it's fun, and it's a genuine, realistic take on Ireland, minus the alien squid monsters. But it's believable, it's livable, it's breathable, and it's not the stereotypical Hollywood Irish. It's not the below deck on the Titanic having a bloody fucking jig. You know, it's real, and you get a sense of it, and there's a warmth and a tenderness. And then there's also like just swearing, you know, like a sailor at each other and taking the piss out of each other, but in a loving, caring, and almost supportive way, in a way. And these two characters have this really, you know, it's very much like a meet cute kind of, like the love story is actually quite compelling. It's sweet and it's not like, you know, oh yeah, and oh, you know, there's tension there, there's something. And yeah, it's really sweet and nice. And the alcoholic cop realizes that he should take his life more seriously and stop drinking so much. And then the workaholic city girl, you know, needs to kind of relax. So they kind of teach each other and they warm up to each other. And I'll be honest, a lot, like I was saying, some of the drunk acting isn't great. But I think the main lead in this, Ruth Bradley, is fantastic. And she makes the sweetest, cutest drunk I've probably ever seen. Like, you know, when I go out and have nights out, there's, you know, there's obviously a lot of people I know and we go out and that sounds like a brag for some reason. But there's, you know, I know people and they make for, you know, sweet and cute like drunks. And I got a lot of that energy from her performance. And apparently they did go out, Richard Coyle, John Wright, the director, and Ruth Bradley, they all went out and had a massive piss up, recorded it, did a bar crawl in Belfast and recorded all of it, and then looked back at it, watched it, were mortified, but took these little kind of drunken, you know, little signatures or little things that they do, and decided that, yeah, we're gonna do that. And then they destroyed it because they didn't want anyone to see it, because it was, you know, I don't think anybody, it's not fair really to have something like that on, you know, somebody. They're not really responsible for what they're saying or doing to some degree, but, you know, also, yeah. And again, this is when they are getting blind drunk. It's not just like a little tipsy and like the truth comes out. It's like they're getting blind, you know, almost hurting themselves, possibly poisoning themselves like myself that one time. But I can't recommend Grabbers enough. There's some great videos on YouTube about it as well that go into kind of more detail about it than I have. I've mostly just gone on a rant. Not a rant, but a lot of segues. Check out A Good Bad Flicks, one of my favourite YouTubers, and Ryan Holliger has a really good good YouTube episode on that YouTube video. He's also Irish, so he has a lot to say and has a really good perspective of it. I'll leave the links down below because they've done a lot more research into it than I have, and they're a lot more intelligent than I am, and you'll probably get more out of them than you did this podcast. But I'm back and I'm working towards lots of other cool stuff coming up. Just go and watch Grabbers. It's on YouTube. Again, I will leave the link. It is free on YouTube. I will leave the link in the show notes. Go check it out if it is your thing. If you're into those kind of movies that have loving, likable characters. Again, I didn't want to see anybody die in this, really, for the most part. Nobody was a complete, you know, knobber. And that's why I liked it so much. I like caring about these characters. Like, how many films do we see? How many horror films where you don't give a fuck or you get really pissed off with the characters? This film will not have you do that. You will not come out of this film going, oh, I hated him, I hated this. You know, even the doctor, he had his moments where I was like, yeah, he's fine. And the local drunk isn't just a local drunk. There's each character has nuance and you know, there's three dimensions to them, and I'm not going to ruin all the jokes. I'm not going to spoil anything. I want to be as spoilerless as possible with this film because it's just that much fun. I've got a few listener comments, in fact, which I'm going to read out now. Most of these came from Facebook and very recently because I only said in the last couple of days that I was going to do it. Nick Grunderson, who is a lovely lady, I used to tour with her, we used to do pantos, and I used to do kids parties with her, all sorts of stuff. She's great, and she has commented on Facebook and said, literally, one of my favourite films. So many people have never heard of it, and you'd be right. So many people haven't heard of it, and they should, and that is what my podcast is all about. That's what it's always been about. And this is a quality film, and I do honestly think if you go in with an open mind, you'll come out and you'll be like, yeah, that was a blast. You've had a lot of fun. I think the performances, it all just comes together. And to be fair, it was filmed during one of Ireland's worst winters ever, and they had to kind of put up with all that and still were in such great spirits and had great fun. It wears all of its influences on its sleeve, be it Jaws, Aliens, Tremors, Gremlins, whatever, you know, John Carpenter films, all the Lovecraftian elements, the black comedy. You know, there's so much to get out of that, and I think there's deeper levels even still to this. I think you can plunge the depths of this film and find, you know, there's something else to say. Yeah, it's primarily, you know, it's a horror rom-com alien monster movie, whatever you want to call it, but it has so many elements that come together in such an interesting and fun way. I'm not surprised it's one of your favorite films, Nick, because it is brilliant. It's great, great fun. Damien Hockey. So Damien was recently at Liverpool Comic Con, where he did the masquerade for the cosplay masquerade. So he's a great guy. I've cosplayed with him a few times and we hang out a lot. He's an absolute diamond geezer. And he says, honestly, such a great movie. The fact this film was done on such a low budget is incredible. The story is a brilliant mix of comedy, sci-fi, with heart and romance. The special effects and CGI are epic. It boggles my mind how good it is, and compared to other films in the same vein, stands out miles better in comparison. Brackets, I'm looking at you, World's End. And again, if you're a fan of Shaun the Dead and Hot Fuzz, I think there's a lot of influence here as well. Again, it's not, I don't think it's ripping off any of these things. I think it's warmly, openly and honestly referencing them and saying, you love that shit? Well, so do we. So we've put a little taster in it of this movie. It's still very original, still has its own identity, but yeah, there are going to be comparisons made to other films. Okay, and my biggest fan, Jack, I am Jack's Musings. He's currently having a break from podcasting, but we can't wait to have him back. And he's left a Letterboxd review after I said, again, I was going to watch it. So he's gone and done us a good review. So I'm just going to read the review out because I think it sums up better than I can at the moment what I like about. So here we go. A 4-star review of Grabbers 2012. See, I've not even had anything to drink. What is wrong with me? Put me down. It's 10 o'clock. I'm recording this. I'm releasing it tomorrow. It's been a long day. I've had a drink. I've had food. I watched the film. I did some research. I'm recording it now. I hope you enjoy it. Please enjoy it. Please subscribe, love, like, do all the good things. So Jack's review. I went into Grabbers expecting a Tremors ripoff, but received much more in return. In fact, the B in this low-budgeted monster movie should stand for better than it has any right to be. Cinematography, score, black humour, Lovecraftian creature design, character acting, movie references, 'tis no feckin' lobster. And he says, hashtag prepare for prattle. Thank you very much. He is a Diamond Geezer, my biggest fan. I consider my biggest fan. I'm sure you can all consider yourselves my biggest fan if you like. But he was there first, so he gets the crown, ladies and gentlemen. And I didn't know him very well at the time. So he's a Diamond Geezer. What can I say? But yes, it has been wonderful just getting back and get stuck in. I'm going to have a lot of stuff coming up. We've got some Jean-Claude Van Damme stuff coming up. We've got maybe me and Andy doing Schindler's List quite soon. We've got the Clone Saga with Tony. I don't know which one is coming next. I'd love to tell you, but with the way things have been going this year and organizing stuff and you know, things happening to people and not happening to others and, you know, what have you, I don't know what's going to come next. So I'm not even going to say, because it's as soon as I say, the universe goes, fuck you, you're not doing that podcast or any of them, and comes and makes a mess of it. So I'm not even going to say. Whatever comes out, I'll give you some notice when it does, so you can watch or, you know, comment or give some ideas. I'm thinking about doing a top 5 Pirates movie. I'm looking to do maybe some more music-based stuff. I know people have been clamoring for that. Again, whatever you want first, may not even happen, so I'm not even going to say, what do you want? Tell me what you want, because it probably won't happen because of something. I do have what I call the brazier look, which is much like the Parker look in Spider-Man. So yeah, don't count on anything happening. But I'm going to try, and I'm still looking to get a bit more momentum going this year and just, you know, kind of push on and be a bit more consistent. That's what I'm trying to do at the moment. So this is part of that now. Kind of weddings and christenings and other things are out of the way. I'm looking to do that. A thing I will definitely be doing in the near future, which again, it's just me, so I don't need to organize with anybody else, but I'm going to the Forbidden Worlds Film Festival in Bristol next month in May, and it is looking to be a wonderful, wonderful event. So I'm not going to record at the event because they have their own kind of press team they've got organised there. But when I go back to my hotel room, I'll do something like this, and I'll say what I've seen, what I've watched, who's given any talks, what the experience has been. But I think it's going to be overwhelmingly positive, but I'll take all my gear and I'll just see how, I get on. But yeah, I'm looking really looking forward to it. It's got some nice mix of classic films and 4K transfers, and Ray Harryhausen's family and company are there, and some other people are being interviewed. It's going to be brilliant. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I think it's the only their second one, so do support it, because it is everything I would ever want from a film festival. I'm going stag, so I'm going on my own. I tried to convince other people, but it's a bit of a stretch, and this time of year is difficult financially. This whole year has been difficult financially, especially for me. Nobody's joining me, but I'm fine. I love my own company. Well, some days it depends on the mood, but I don't mind being there by myself. I mean, I'm there to watch films. I don't necessarily need to socialize, but I will socialize with the people that are there. I'm sure they're very nice. But yeah, we'll just see how it goes. I'm sure it'll be brilliant. I bought the full ticket, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So lots of films, like a good mix of stuff, monster, horror, you know, martial arts, you name it, sci-fi, whatever you want, classics. Old, you got cliffhangers on, Starship Troopers, King Kong, you name it, and then some weirder and wackier ones like Amsterdammed and some other stuff. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but they are going to be good. So check them out. They're on, again, I'll leave it in the show notes, and then you can have a look yourself. But hopefully it'll do really well, and again, it'll be around next year. But yeah, I'm still going to promote them and do that, do all the good stuff. So yeah, I'll leave all the links where you need to find them. So guys, go check out Grabbers. Go grab Grabbers. It's on YouTube. Again, I'm going to leave the link. Go and watch it yourself. It is brilliant. It's fun. It's got everything you could want in a movie like that. You can have a lot of fun with it. I think, again, not one for the family, but I think it's there's enough of a fun vibe, an exciting vibe, a tense vibe. The score is amazing, as Jack said. The cinematography, it all just comes together. It's a lovely little lightning in a bottle that I don't think you would catch again necessarily. But yeah, wonderful, wonderful, beautiful film about a beautiful island and a beautiful set of people. So yeah, brilliant, such great characters. I don't know what else there is to say about it, but yeah, no, I've really enjoyed this. Has been fun. I don't often really like doing these ones on my own, but I didn't mind this one. Again, maybe the drink helped, maybe that recce helped when I had that shot of it before. Who knows? Maybe I should do all of my podcasts after a shot of alcohol. Who knows? Let us on a postcard. Send it over to spiderdanthesecretballs.com. There is no P.O. box, so don't do that. But you can find me on the social medias, on Facebook at Secret Balls, and Twitter @ Dan_Balls, Instagram SpiderDanSecretBalls. Review, like, share, comment, subscribe, etc. And don't forget to use the hashtag #PrepareForPrattle when you interact with us, like Jack did. Good man, very good man. And please subscribe to the Pop Culture Collective newsletter to find out what myself, Comics in Motion, and all the other related podcasts are up to week by week. And if you want to join the Prattalion and be briefed in full on the Secret Boars, swing over to Prattle World at the World Wide Web, www.spiderdanandthesecretboars.com. If you now Google Spider-Dan, I am the first choice on Google, the first option you have to pick that's not a photo or a video. I'm getting there, I'm working on it. But the top choice, that is my website, and it's got every single thing you need there. It's got collaborations, it's got FAQs, it's got about sections, it's got all of the social medias, it's got links to every single, well, maybe not every single podcast app I'm on or website, but there's loads. There's most of them. There's most of them I can get a link for. God knows how I've found them and dug them out, but I've got them. I got them. They're there. They're all there. It's a big hodgepodge. It's a hub of central activity, all to do with Spider-Den and the Secret Boars and all the wonderful people I've had on as guests and will continue to have on, and all the wonderful stuff I've been doing for almost 5 years come November. Crazy. That's half the amount of time I was a professional actor. That has gone fucking quick. Right. I'm going. I've got to edit this and get this out by the morning, so I got to go. It's been wonderful again. You guys are great. Keep it up. I do appreciate the patience you've had with me this year. I'm cracking the whip on myself. I'm lashing myself like Paul Bettany in The Da Vinci Code. I've been a naughty boy. And I'm going to be a bit more consistent. I'm going to pop out a Patreon video this weekend as well, because I've been behind on those. Again, I've been crap and you guys have been great. But I'm glad that you're here for me and appreciate the support and patience with everything I've been doing and going through. It's been a lot. I told my Patreon about it, but I'm here. I'm available. Let me know. But I am going to do some cool stuff. So stick around. Subscribe if you're not. If you've not seen Grabbers, do it now while it's on YouTube. They might take it down. You never know. It's unlikely, but it could happen. It definitely could happen. So grab it while you can. We'll be right back.